Good morning. Welcome to Coahuila Springs Baptist Church. Please sing along as we sing This Is Amazing Grace. God, I pray for this time of trouble, God, that you would get us through, God, because you can do all things, God. I pray for all those that have been impacted by this virus, God, and I pray that you just keep us safe as we go on about our day. In your name I pray, amen.
Thank Jaden for standing in this morning for Chris. He's out of town for a couple of days. To the Clovis Springs Baptist Church family, we want to announce the homegoing of Mr. Joe King. There'll be a private burial tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Memorial Gardens in Columbus. We ask that you remember that family in your prayers. I want to congratulate our seniors this year that have accomplished 12 or 13 years, counting kindergarten. I think that's 13. Accomplished in those years and graduated this year are Ansley Brown, John Fain, Larry Fain, Bailey Grant, Carlisle Hardy, Caitlin Lowe, and Bree Wells. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to call out your name. We thank you for the privilege that we have to serve you. And God, we just praise you today that we can come to you lifting up this service to you. God, we pray your anointing on it. We thank you, Lord, for what we've already heard in song. And Father, we just pray that you'd anoint what we are about to hear in that of the message today. Father, we pray for the King family that you would comfort and strengthen them in this hour in their life. Thank you for Mr. Joe King and the many years that he was a part of the Colonial Springs Baptist Church family. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you that we know today that he's at home with you. Father, we pray now that you'd guide and direct us in these next few moments, that what we say and what we do would bring glory and honor and praise to your name. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Reading from the book of Romans this morning, chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. As we think about the text for today in Romans chapter 12, verse 9 and 10, let's think about this subject. As a believer, I must love other believers. As a believer, I must love other believers. Well, how should you and I, who profess to be believers in Jesus Christ, relate to each other? How are we to treat each other? How are we to behave toward each other? These questions certainly should be of vital concern to any of us that profess to be believers in Christ. Now I want you to notice in verse 9, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Now I just read from the King James Version. Listen to what the New Living Translation says in verse 9. Don't just pretend to love others. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. My friend, we're to love each other sincerely without hypocrisy. And you and I are to love each other without play acting. Were you ever in a school play? Or maybe you were in a theme park. One time in a school play, I was called upon to play Santa Claus. I want to tell you something about that. I'm not Santa Claus. I just was called upon to try to act out the part. And then one time in a theme park, somehow or another, I was conned into playing the part of a bear. And they dressed me up like a bear. But let me tell you this, I'm not a bear. And I was happy to get out of that bear suit in that 100-degree temperature on that July day. Yes, you and I are to love each other without hypocrisy, without pretending, without play acting. You know, of all the places in the church, we're not in the play acting business. We're not in the play acting business. We are to really love each other. You know, God knows my heart. God knows your heart. He knows what we really do. He knows what we really think. He knows who we really are. And he wants us to love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. Does that mean we're always going to agree with each other? No. We can have a difference of opinion. And sometimes we have differences of opinion. But my friend, listen to me. We had better love each other. That's all we can do if we say we're a child of God and we want to follow what the Scripture says. Don't just say the words, I love you, brother. Actually, truthfully, honestly, we're to love each other. We're to love each other honestly, truthfully, actively. We're to love each other, and we are to respect each other. We're to be interested in one another, showing care and concern for each other. And let it be said of you and I in our dealings with men that we must love each other with a sincere love, without hypocrisy or double dealing. Paul told the believers of Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 8, prove the sincerity of your love. And then we read in 1 John 3 and 18, my little children, let us love not in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And then we read in Romans chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. And as you think about what we just read in verse 9 and 10, let's just read that again. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. And then notice verse 10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. You know, those verses show us four practical ways that you and I, as a believer, are to love each other. One of those practical ways is we're to love by hating evil. The word abhor is strong. It's a very strong word, and it means to hate with intense feeling, to look upon with horror. My friend, if you love your brother in Christ, you desire the best for him. And I want to repeat that. If you love your brother in Christ, you desire the best for him. My friend, love hates evil. And as a believer possessed by the divine love of Christ, we're to do all that we can to fight against hurt or pain of a fellow believer. Never, ever should you and I get glory in seeing our brother and sister in Christ hurt. Never should we glory in seeing a brother or sister in Christ be in pain, whether it's emotional pain or physical pain or spiritual pain. As a believer in Christ, because we love each other, we're supposed to pick each other up and pray for one another. I'm to practice what 1 Thessalonians 5 and 22 says, abstain from all appearance of evil. I'm to practice what James 4, 17 says, therefore to him to know that know it to do with good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. As a believer, I'm to depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. You can find that in Psalms, the 34th chapter and verse 14. And then there's a second practical thing we see in these two verses of Scripture today, where Romans 12 and 9 says, cleave to that which is good. The word cleave means hold tightly. Hold tightly to what is good. The word cleave means to join or fasten together. And as a believer in Christ, I am to desire the best for a fellow believer in Christ. Galatians 6 and 10 says, As ye have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, and especially unto them who are of the household of faith. In Luke 6 and 35 says, but love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. My friend, are you glued to that which is good? Are you glued to that which is good? Are you glued to that of treating your fellow man in such a way that you're treating him good and you love him? And then there's a third practical way in Romans chapter 12, verse 10, where it says, be kind and affectionate toward a fellow believer. We as believers in Christ are a family. We have been adopted by God as the sons and the daughters of God. Therefore, you and I as believers in God's family are to be kind and affectionate one to another. Listen, if you live in love, you live in peace. I read in the book of John, chapter 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I've loved you, that ye also love one another. By this all men will know that ye are my disciples, if you love one another. We can't fake that. In our daily living, we can't fake that. As a believer, I'm to love a fellow believer in Christ. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. That's not a suggestion. That's a command, that you and I as believers love each other. And then we read this morning in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Change that word to charity, to love. Love suffereth long, and love is kind, and love envieth not, and love vaunteth not itself. Love is not puffed up. That's pretty plain. And then in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity or love. You know, you think about that, we are to love each other supremely. We're to love each other with a depth of love that the world doesn't understand. We're to treat each other in that kind of love. And then there's a fourth practical way for a believer to demonstrate love. You and I as believers are to give preference one to another. The word honor in Romans chapter 12 and 10 means to reverence or respect or esteem. The word prefer means to go before, to love and to set an example. The charge is simple. You and I as believers are to take the lead in esteeming and honoring a fellow believer in Christ. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a church full of believers doing just that? Can you imagine a church where all the believers in it are loving fellow believers, are esteeming or respecting fellow believers, are honoring fellow believers? Can you imagine that? If that were to happen in any one of our churches across America, that truly this was put into place, we'd see revival in our churches today, because the word would get out that we love one another in Christ. Is this needed in today's church? Yes, today's church is starving to death for it. You know, at any time believers are tearing each other down, anytime believers are criticizing others and refusing to cooperate with each other and finding fault with one another, they're tearing the church down. Have you ever seen that? Yes. You've seen that. I've seen that where the church got tore down. Listen, we don't need a demolition crew in the church of today. We need a building crew. We need a building crew. We don't need to be tearing down anything. This exhortation is needed in verse 10. You think about what that 10th verse says in Romans chapter 12, the 10th verse. Listen to it again. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. How should we relate to each other, church? How should we treat each other as fellow believers in church? Fellow believers that are outside of this congregation of believers, how are we to treat each other? How should we behave toward each other? I have some fellow believers that I know in Christ that are certainly not Southern Baptists. I have friends that are Methodists. I have friends that are Church of God. I have friends that are Assembly of God, regardless of what they are. I am to love them in Christ, and they're to love me in Christ. You think about Romans chapter 12, verse 9 and 10, and what it really says, and you and I have a choice for what it says. We can either accept it and love other believers in Christ and love them the way we should love them, or we can reject it. Whichever way we go, we choose our own consequences. And you know, as a believer, I must love other believers. So the question is, are you a believer? Somebody may be listening to me right now, and you've come to the realization that you're really not a believer in Christ. You know, I would encourage you today, if you've realized that you're not a believer in Christ, I would ask you today to bow your heads and just pray with me. First of all, admit to God that you're a sinner. Heavenly Father, if you would just repeat these words with me as you listen today. Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner, and I've fallen short of your glory. And Father, right now, I admit to you that I'm a sinner. You know what? And then the next thing that I would ask you to do is your heads are bowed. Would you believe? You know what? Jesus Christ, I want you to listen to me. Jesus Christ died on the cross to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And he offers you salvation as a free gift. I ask you that today to accept that gift and to thank the Lord for forgiving you of your sins, because you've asked him right now to forgive you of your sins. You might say, Father, forgive me where I've sinned against you and where I've done wrong against you. And then the next thing we would ask you to do is confess your faith in Jesus Christ. Put your faith and trust in Jesus and Jesus alone for your salvation. In the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Notice what that scripture says, that if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And listen to the rest of the verse, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So this morning we've asked you to admit that you're a sinner. We've asked you to believe in Jesus Christ and Jesus alone to be your Savior. And this morning we've asked you to confess. Notice those words of praying a prayer like that, that you admit and you believe and you confess. You know what? It's my prayer today that you've prayed to receive Christ. That's my prayer. And if you've done that today, prayed to receive Christ, I would encourage you to make it public that you've trusted Jesus Christ by going somewhere and going to some New Testament church and make it public before men. And then Jesus would have you to be baptized. And then Jesus would have you to affiliate with his church and serve him the remainder of your days. Thank you for listening. We can be reached at 662-356-6037. God bless you. Have a good day.